online and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening. This is the main evening news at 5 o'clock. I'm Emma Ryan. Coming up in this bulletin, speed van coverage has been extended to three South Donegal roads. New signs have been erected at Rathmullen Beach following a dramatic rescue there last weekend. Over 1.8 million hours of home help will be lost out on this year, and Irish Water has confirmed that a pilot project to install pods at 41 properties as part of the Gidore sewage scheme has now been completed. We'll have those stories in full and a lot more coming up in the next hour. Also, Kenny Harkin will be here with all the latest in sport as well. But first to this evening's main stories. Staff shortages are being blamed for the failure of the HSE to meet budgeted home help hours. New figures show they plan to deliver 24 million hours this year, but will fall short by nearly 2 million hours. There have been calls for urgent action, with opposition parties saying they have been challenges for a long time. Donegal GP Kieran O'Farrell says this has serious implications for the wider health service.
Delays in getting access to that care at home can have knock-on effects in terms of people not being able to stay at home and maybe needing other forms of care, whether that be in community hospitals, nursing homes, or in the acute hospital sector. We know that delayed discharges are a common theme, and that is resulting then in patients staying in acute hospitals for longer periods before they're able to come home. And with the pressure that's on our acute hospitals, that's definitely a problem.
Speed van coverage has been extended to three South Donegal roads, two of which are sites of previous fatal collisions. The new safety camera zones will become operational next Tuesday at 6 a.m, bringing the total number of safety zones nationwide to 1,373. The speed van will now cover Birch Hill on the main road into Donegal town and Drumbeg on the road from Inver to Mount Charles. Both these roads have previously been the site of fatal collisions. The third road included is Carrickboy on the Ballyshannon to Bundoran Road, where there was previously two collisions. Councillor Barry Sweeney has welcomed the addition of the speed cameras and says he hopes they will improve road safety on these busy roads.
These are busy routes. Obviously, with the improvements, and we welcome road improvements all the time, but along with that comes increased speed, and unfortunately, you know, this year has been a very bad year for road traffic accidents and road death. So far nationally this year, there's been 89 deaths, which is 28 more than for the whole of 2021. So that's really a shocking statistic. It's something that we need to work on, and this is a safety measure that's been put in place. I welcome it wholeheartedly, and we need to continue the fight to keep our roads safer and keep our people safer. Two of the sites outside Donegal and in further, there have been fatalities there in the past. You know, we've fatalities all over the county, unfortunately, and you know, it's nearly every week there's a serious road traffic accident along this busy route. There are more and more cars on the road. They're higher powered, better quality cars and that. And people sometimes really don't realise the speed they're driving at. You know, driver behaviour has to, you know, we have to be more conscious on the road. We need to put a word and put a message out there that we have to do everything we can to make the road safer, and this is one of those measures. But, you know, I also would appeal to drivers just to stop and to think about some of those statistics that we spoke about and slow down.
The Stormont Assembly will be recalled from its summer recess next week over the cost of living crisis. It will be recalled on Tuesday after the SDLP secured enough support to submit a motion for debate. The party is calling for ministers to work collectively to help every household through these difficult times. Stormont will attempt to elect a speaker, which will likely be blocked by the DUP as they failed last time in May. The DUP is refusing to form an executive due to the Northern Ireland Protocol. New signs have been erected at Rathmullen Beach following a dramatic rescue last weekend. Rory Creeley saved the lives of three girls after they got into difficulty in the water. The new signs warn of no swimming within 30 metres of the slipway. The Cathaoirleach of Letterkenny Milford Municipal District Councillor Donal Kelly has confirmed an assessment of Rathmullen Pier is also to be carried out and a meeting with lifeguards scheduled. He says it's imperative people heed the signs.
People that's not as fully aware of the maybe the riptides and the currents along the pier there. So I'm delighted that signs have been erected now to make people more aware. There's actually one sign that's going to be put out every morning there along the pier, so it'll be great in the views of people when, as they're going down there, to make them aware to swim within the flags.
A 39-year-old man has been charged with the murder of 46-year-old Paul Rowlands in Portrush. He appeared before Coleraine Magistrates Court this afternoon. Mr. Rowlands, a man of five from Cambridge in England, died following an assault in the early hours of Monday morning. Irish Water has confirmed a pilot project to install pods at 41 properties as part of the Gudore sewage scheme has now been completed and will be assessed over the coming year. The utility says this project will solve the problem of inadequate sewage treatment in Gudore, address the area's over-reliance on the use of septic tank systems and will improve water quality in the Gudore Bay. Donald Kavanagh has more.
The installation of the pods as part of a demonstration project follows the laying of 2.5 kilometres of new wastewater pipe along Factory Road and the Lower Road in 2019. The collected wastewater from the 41 pods is now being treated at the existing Uthuris na Gaeltachta wastewater treatment plant, which is currently undergoing a significant upgrade to ensure continued compliance with Irish Water maintenance standards. A spokesperson says the benefits of this project to the wider community will be far-reaching, with a reduction on the reliance of septic tanks in the area and a reduction in the discharge of untreated wastewater into the environment. Irish Water says it will assess the performance of the Gudore pods over the coming year. After that, a decision will be taken on any further action based on the success of the demonstration project, availability of funding and prioritisation of future plans.
Swan Park has been officially reopened today. A €2.3 million restoration project has been completed after the popular amenity was extensively damaged by floods in August 2017. The reopening of the park was delayed to allow all works to be completed. Councillor Jack Murray says Swan Park is better now than ever before and there is now huge potential for it to be used. He says today's official reopening is testament to the determination of the local community.
It was the culmination of a long campaign from the dark days in 2017 when the park was absolutely destroyed. We couldn't identify any way of getting funding to get it back up, but the community rose up, they came together. We secured the funding and the park now is much better than it even was back then. The council owns both sides of the river and they've done an absolutely fantastic job. And I just think it's appropriate to pay tribute to Eamon Lahan and all his staff who put in so much work to make the park bigger and better than ever before. I think the bridge there is incredible. The new artwork installations, the trees have been planted, the bench. I even know that there's a wedding booked to take place there in September, and you can understand why. It's an absolutely spectacularly beautiful place. And you see the potential. I look forward to more festivals. Like we had the Derry Halloween Festival came down last year. I hope to see music there, maybe the outdoor cinema that we had in the past.
People are being invited to have their say on a major redesign of the Market Square in Letterkenny. Plans for Letterkenny 2040 Reimagined Market Square will see the area completely reformed into an area with enhanced capacity for civic events and social purpose for people of all abilities. Michaela Clark has more.
Plans include the demolition and removal of the existing public realm environment at Market Square, including the existing bandstand and adjoining embankment at rear, steps, walls, trees, shrubbery and planting. The project will then move to constructing a new public realm environment, which will see a new shared surface, two public plazas, including a water feature, new public seating, lighting, street furniture and cycle stands installed. Public art inclusive of Letterkenny 2040 brand logo and historical heritage and place related information will be put in place also, while the existing Rabble Children's sculpture will be relocated. Pedestrian civic spaces in the area will be enhanced by the removal of existing car parking, loading bays and taxi ranks from within Market Square. The closing date for submissions and observations to the proposed development is 4:30 p.m. on Monday, September the 5th.
194 houses have been built, bought or acquired by Donegal County Council in the past 2 years. The council says currently reviewing processes in relation to progressing further acquisitions given the uncertainty around defective blocks. Donna Marie Doherty has more.
In response to a question from Councillor Jerry McMonagall, the local authority confirmed that 172 social homes have been returned in St Johnson, Letterkenny, Newton Cunningham, Fulcarra, Donegal Town, Buncrana and Dunfanaghy, as well as two SI homes. 22 properties were acquired under the house acquisition programme in 2020 in Letterkenny, Buncrana, Ballybuffet Stranorler, Donegal Town, Burton Port, Muff, Lifford, St Johnston, Fulcara and Carrigart. The council says it is currently reviewing processes in relation to processing future acquisitions given the uncertainty around defective blocks.
The junior transport minister says the introduction of a cabin baggage transfer corridor between Donegal Airport and Dublin Airport has been a huge success. Since last month, passengers flying from Donegal and then transferring onto another flight no longer have to go through security in Dublin and can go straight from the plane to the next gate. The minister says there's an indication of the importance of Donegal Airport as a strategic regional hub.
This new policy was introduced on the 8th of June, which saw almost 700 passengers travelling from Donegal Airport benefiting from this new service. And this route between Donegal and Dublin is of critical importance to our strategic regional connectivity, and it's one that I and government is committed to safeguarding for the travelling public. So this is a very positive step forward, and I think something that is going to improve the passenger experience, particularly those passengers travelling from the Donegal region.
It's now 12 minutes past five. We're going to take a short break and then we'll be back with all the latest in sport right after these.
Holiday envy. It's a real thing. Feeling a bit jealous as the neighbours pack for their holly bobs. Ah, the fun they'll have. The sun they'll soak up as they pack kayaks, a 32-inch TV, washer dryer, fridge, into their white van. It's the neighbours who should have holiday envy. Of your phone watch alarm as you leave all your belongings at home and just take a carry-on. Protect your home and your pride. Get a phone watch alarm system installed for just €99 at phonewatch.ie. Offer ends July 31st. Monitoring fees apply.
New lump sum payment for farmers. For more in your Farmers Journal, here's Paul Mooney.
Average suckler and sheep farmer to get €14,000 per year in organic switch. Minister Ryan promises more money for farmers who change how they farm. Get your complete guide to sheep breeding, top money-saving tips to help you manage your finances, and don't miss our open day in our Tullamore suckler and sheep demonstration farm next Tuesday.
Get full details inside this week's Irish Farmers Journal, on sale now.
Ormacullagh Jewellers in Letterkenny are synonymous with fine jewellery, quality watches and giftware. With stores at Main Street, Letterkenny and the Letterkenny Shopping Centre or online at ormacullagh.com. You can choose from their quality product range in a relaxed atmosphere. And their sales staff will be happy to help you make the right choice, whatever the occasion. Ormacullagh Jewellers, making moments magical for generations.
Hi, it's Owen. I can't answer the phone right now. I'm currently enjoying the advanced comfort seats and suspension with progressive hydraulic cushions in my new Citroën C5 Aircross SUV. I'm really enjoying the drive, so please don't leave a message.
With Citroën's advanced comfort technology, you may end up travelling further than you planned. Experience Citroën comfort, a 5-year warranty and flexible payment options across the range. For more, see citroen.ie.
Citroën. The new Citroën C5 Aircross is now available at your local dealer, Highland Motors, Mountaintop, Letterkenny.
Don't miss the 53rd Clonmany Festival's open-air concerts, including Kjoll and Johnny Brady on Saturday the 6th, and on Sunday the 7th, it's Patrick Feeney, followed by Michael English and his band. Don't miss these and many more open-air concerts at this year's Clonmany Festival, Sunday the 31st to Sunday the 7th of August. See clonmannyfestival.com. This ad is sponsored by Joyce's Centre Clonmany.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Find everything you need to kick off your fitness journey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Welcome back to Highland Radio News. Time now for All the Sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Emma. Beginning with athletics, and Mark English will run in the semi-final of the 800 metres at the World Athletic Championships early tomorrow morning. The Finn Valley man qualified for his heat overnight in Oregon with his second ever fastest run to finish third. Mark's time of 1:44.76 was just 0.05 seconds off his Irish record. The semi-finals will be run off about 3 a.m. Irish time, with the top two automatically through to Saturday's final. In soccer, FAI Cup holder St Pat's, they begin their European campaign this evening. They welcome Slovenian club Mura to Richmond Park for the first leg of their second qualifying round tie in the Conference League. And Sligo Rovers, they have made the trip over to Fir Park in Scotland to face Motherwell. Both of those games kick off at 7.45 this evening. Meanwhile, Ed McGuinty has become the seventh League of Ireland player this summer to join an English League One club. The goalkeeper has joined Oxford United in a deal that could eventually see the Bitter Red pocket six figures. McGuinty, his move comes hours after Promise Amashere left Bohemians for Fleetwood Town for an undisclosed figure believed to be close to six figures. Also tonight on the pitch, Germany and Austria, they meet in the quarterfinals of the Women's Euro 2022. They go head-to-head at the Brentford Community Stadium. Kick-off there is 8 o'clock. In Gaelic games, the wheels are now in motion to find Declan Bonner's successor as Donegal manager. The last, the two-time Ulster-winning senior county boss confirmed last night he wouldn't be staying in the position after a difficult season with which ended with defeats to Derry and Armagh. Clubs have been given until August the 15th to nominate candidates. The county executive will select a three-person panel to liaise with the interested parties in the job. Speaking on this morning's 9 till noon show, former player Brendan Devaney said it could be difficult to get a replacement of a really high level.
Geographically, where we're at, it can be difficult at times to get someone from a certain area, because you've got to look at, and particularly if you look at how Bonner went for Rochford, Rochford had All-Ireland final experience. And where do you get people like that? You know, if it's not within the county, it's difficult to get without. And you look at Monaghan have no boss at the minute, Mayo have no boss. They're kind of all within our geographical area. So these managers, it used to be years ago, Greg, you know, if you're a decent club manager, you were in with a shout of getting the county job. If you were an ex-player, it almost was enough. I think now it's not just about the manager, it's the entire team he's going to bring. You know, it's so huge now around the coach you're going to bring, the S&C, the setups, the medical, everything that's involved in that there. It's like you're managing the team, you're almost managing your management team around it. So someone who has the ability to do that, right, there's not many people out there like that that'll really progress the team. So I think as quick as some people were quick to get rid of or wanting the Bonner to go, you were saying, right, what's your options out there? You know, Declan was doing the best he had with what he had, you know, and it's there's not that many people out there.
Moving on to rugby and beaten finalist Leinster, they'll begin next season's Heineken Champions Cup campaign away to Racing 92. The opening round is scheduled to take place over the second weekend in December. Munster, they welcome Toulouse to Thomond Park in a repeat of last season's quarter-final tie. Ulster, they're set to travel to England to play Sale, while in the Challenge Cup, Connacht's first fixture is at home against Newcastle. In golf, Leona Maguire and Stephanie Meadow are both one over par with 3 and 4 holes remaining, respectively, in their opening rounds of the Evian Championship. Japan's Aka Furuhi is the new clubhouse leader on 8 under par. And in seniors golf, Patrick Harrington is just 2 shots off the lead following his opening round of the Senior Open Championship. He went round Glen Eagles in 66 today and is in the clubhouse on 4 under par. Darren Clark's currently out on the course on 2 under par. Canada's Stephen Ames leads the way on 6 under following a round of 64. And on the DP Tour this week, Niall Kearney has made the turn at 3 under par on day one of the Kazoo Classic. He's currently best of the Irish. Jens Dentrup and Grant Forrest are joint clubhouse leaders on 6 under par in Southport. In cricket, Ireland ladies won the toss and elected to put Australia into bat in their penultimate match of the T20 Tri Series in Brady. A short time ago, the visitors were 101 for 2 with 8 overs remaining. And in cycling, Jonas Vingegaard has all but secured his first ever Tour de France title. The Dane won today's final mountain stage in Oetekam with nearest challenger Tadej Pogacar. Vingegaard has extended his lead over Pogacar to 3 minutes 26 seconds with just 3 stages remaining. Finally, if this evening on the score this week, we'll have more on Declan Bonner's resignation from the Donegal manager senior job. We'll hear from Neil Martin, who's been named Ireland's team leader for the World Under 20 Athletic Championships in Colombia next month. And we'll be talking League of Ireland football with Declan Bonner. That's all on the score after the 7 o'clock news. That's all your sports. Back to Emma.
Thanks, Kenny. And as it's Thursday, Chris Ashmore is here now with all the latest in farming news.
Highlands Farming News and Views is brought to you in association with Lifford Credit Union, who have recently launched Cultivate, an agricultural loan at only 6.55%, APR 6.75%. Call in to any of their three offices for more information or to make an appointment. Lifford Credit Union. Rafo Newton Lifford, supporting local farmers.
Hello, good evening and welcome to this week's edition of Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. Coming up, we'll hear about the lump sum payments for farmers to go organic and also the surge in milk prices. But first, as you may be aware, this is Farm Safety Week and a number of events have been held around the country and here in Donegal, where there was an event held on the Porter family farm near Carrigan's yesterday. You may have heard about it on the 9 to noon show here on Highland Radio earlier in the week. Well, don't forget, there's lots of information on the IFA website, which has a farm safety section. Donegal farmers are being encouraged to enter the Grassland Farmer of the Year competition for 2022. This is the sixth year of the competition, which recognises farmers who are achieving high levels of grass utilisation in a sustainable manner. Well, the competition is supported by the Department of Agriculture, Food and the Marine with an overall prize fund of €25,000, and it was officially launched by Agriculture Minister Charlie McConnell-Ogue. Along with the overall Grassland Farmer of the Year award, there are seven different award categories, including awards for Best Dairy Enterprise, Best Dry Stock Enterprise, Clover Sustainable Farming, Innovation, Difficult Soils, Young Farmers, that's up to 30 years of age, and Organic Farming. The average sheep or suckler farmer could be paid more than €60,000 over 5 years under the next organic farming scheme. On the surface of things, that sounds very appealing. Well, I've been speaking with Amy Ford, acting news editor of the Irish Farmers Journal, to find out more. Amy, there's a lot of potential here in the next organic farming scheme, and there could be a lot of money going into farmers' pockets. Firstly, though, do we need to define exactly what an organic farmer is?
Yeah, so the organic farming scheme, obviously, it's been set up. It's been running a good few years. Organic farming, I suppose, you cut right back on fertilisers and pesticides. There's different kind of things that are needed in terms of reseeding and in terms of lie-back areas for cattle, for example. You know, need organic straw. It's basically almost like a circular economy, but organic, so without any pesticides, fertilisers, artificial fertilisers, that is, basically all along those lines. So anyone not farming conventionally might be farming organic.
This next scheme, first of all, there is a little lump sum sweetener available, and then you get paid so much per acre.
Yeah, that's the way it's going to work. And it's a big jump on the payment per hectare from 2023. So from January, the payment rate is going to change. It's going to bounce up to €300 per hectare for sheep and suckler farmers. And that's an €80 per hectare increase on the last organic scheme. So it's a massive jump. So you'll get €300 per hectare for the first 2 years while you're in conversion. And then after that, the payment rate will drop down a bit to €250 per hectare. And that's up to 70 hectares. So if you have 70 hectares, you know, or if you have 40 hectares, so nearly the average sheep and suckler farm, you will get 40 hectares by 300, basically. That's how you work it. But if you have, say, 80 hectares and you want to go organic, you'll still get a payment on the other 10 despite going over the 70. So for the first 2 years, the payment rate for anything above 70 will go to 60, and in the 3 years after that, it'll go back down to 30. And that's the lowest payment available at the minute. Tillage farmers are 320 per hectare, and dairy farmers are 350 per hectare for being in conversion. And you mentioned a lump sum sweetener there. Yeah, there's a lump sum, it's called a participation payment, but definitely a sweetener. €2,000 if you make the switch to organic in the first year, and €1,400 per year thereafter. So there's a nice bit of money, and we've done kind of some of the figures on it, and we'll have some examples in this week's Irish Farmers Journal. But if you were a sheep and suckler farmer, basically on that 40 hectares, you could get yourself €61,600 under the scheme over the next 5 years from January if you joined it. So it's a massive increase in money, and it's something that sheep and suckler farmers and dairy farmers and tillage farmers will definitely be considering with the higher payment rates.
Absolutely, yeah, certainly money talks. And the Irish Organic Association, they're backing it, I take it?
They are backing it, and that's something that, that they brought to light today as well, that they said that anyone in the organic farming scheme already will, the new payment rates will apply for them from January. So if you started farming 2 years ago and say you've your 2 year conversion period done, instead of going on the old payment rate, you'll now go on to the new payment rate. So it's a boost for anyone already in organics. They're hoping that these, the lump sum payment and the higher payment rates will entice more farmers to go organic. And we obviously have a target under the programme for government and under our climate promises to reach 330,000 hectares of land farmed organically in this country in the coming years.
And no doubt there'll have to be inspections or some sort of monitoring of what's taking place on the ground.
Yeah, no, for sure. And like any scheme, this money is coming. It's coming from Europe. It's coming from the CAP, so it'll come in alongside your BPS or your acre scheme if you're going into that new scheme, or your ANC. So it'll come in alongside that. So there will be, you know, a certain percentage of farmers that will be inspected either via satellite or on the ground inspections. These new payment rates have yet to be signed off by the Commission, but they're all part of that, and it's an EU payment, so that's where it's coming from, and there will be inspections.
Now, turning to milk prices, they're surging ahead, over 52 cent a litre, excluding VAT in some cases. This is welcome news, but of course, at the same time, input costs are also spiralling.
Yeah, so milk prices, we're past the peak now. We're in July. May is the peak milk month for the country when we produce the most milk. So the milk price that we're talking about today is for June milk supply. So you're the month after when we're paying that. And they've topped 52 cent a litre for most processors. All the co-ops have increased the price now, whether they're off a lower base or a higher base, they've all increased the price by a couple of cent a litre, which is obviously massive. Some co-ops, you mentioned their input prices, they have agri input support payments built into some of their milk prices. Glanbia, for example, are like that. The back end will be an interesting time. Dairy farmers will be hoping that the milk price stays strong. There is good demand for milk, and milk supplies are down kind of in general by a couple of percent in Ireland anyways. So if there's obviously less than demand is there, that bodes well for good milk prices. But the autumn will be interesting to see how milk prices go and indeed how farm inputs go, such as fertiliser and feed.
And finally, Amy, the Irish Farmers Journal is hosting a national open day on its suckler and sheep demonstration farm in Tullamore next Tuesday. It's free entry, and to say that there's a lot on show and a lot that you can certainly learn from is an understatement.
Yeah, look, the gates are being opened on the suckler and sheep demonstration farm in Tullamore and Offaly next Tuesday, supported by Access Smart Farm Insurance. How is it going to work? So the open day will run from 10:30 in the morning to 5:00 in the evening. There's free entry and parking. You can register if you're going to go ifj.ie/Tullamore Farm. And during the day, there'll be farm tours, trade stands and workshops on the day. And we'll also be discussing how Tullamore Farm is going to meet its climate change obligations in the future. There'll also be a full financial breakdown of the 2021 performance of the farm and the effect that the next CAP reform will have on it. And then an interesting bit from the news side, a seminar on the future of the Irish beef industry will also be held at 3:00 with an industry-led panel, followed by a question and answer session. So it really will be all go. And there's actually, we were talking about organics earlier, Chris. There's also going to be, that's going to be discussed at the Tullamore Farm Open Day, whether or not the farm should possibly take advantage of these payments and possibly go organic, and that'll be discussed on the day. But is it anything such a major decision like that, all the nuts and bolts will have to be basically signed off on and looked at, and to see if it makes financial sense really. So really interesting day planned next Tuesday, and we're really hope to see a good lot of farmers there.
And that was Amy Ford, acting news editor of the Irish Farmers Journal. Briefly, in other news, action is needed from the government on shearing costs. That's according to the IFA. The wool feasibility study is set to be published next month. However, the IFA's National Sheep Committee Chair, Kevin Comiskey, has expressed concern about the price of wool, which is hovering around 20 cent a kilo. He says this price provides no incentive for farmers. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Farming News and Views. As always, many thanks for listening. Until next week, from me, Chris Ashmore, goodbye.
Highlands Farming News and Views is brought to you in association with Lifford Credit Union, who have recently launched Cultivate, an agricultural loan at only 6.55%, APR 6.75%. Call in to any of their three offices for more information or to make an appointment. Lifford Credit Union. Rafo Newton Lifford, supporting local farmers.
That's the farming news to weather now. Staying generally dry and cloudy with just a few light showers near the coast. Highest temperatures of 15 to 20 degrees. A look back on our headlines from earlier. Staff shortages are being blamed for the failure of the HSE to meet budgeted home help hours. New figures show they plan to deliver 24 million hours this year, but will fall short by nearly 2 million hours. Speed ban coverage has been extended to three South Donegal roads, two of which are sites of previous fatal collisions. New signs have been erected at Rathmullen Beach following a dramatic rescue there last weekend. The new signs warn of no swimming within 30 metres of the slipway. And finally, Irish Water has confirmed a pilot project to install pods at 41 properties as part of the Gweedore sewage scheme has now been completed and will be assessed over the coming year. That's all for the news for now. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Thursday evening, the 21st of July. The death has taken place of Susie Carney, Churchtown, Carndonagh. Funeral arrangements will be confirmed later. The death has taken place of Father Hugh Behan, Ashling, Butcher Street, Lifford. His remains are reposing at St Patrick's Church, Murlock, Lifford. Requiem Mass on Saturday morning at 11, followed by interment in St Mary's Cemetery, Melmount. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live at clonleyparish.com. The death has taken place of Albert Lynch, 93, Blease Lane, Derry. Funeral from his home on Saturday morning at 25 past 11 for Requiem Mass at 12 noon in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Killay. Interment afterwards in All Saints Cemetery, Newton Cunningham. Mass can be viewed live via the church webcam. Family Fires Only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Alzheimer's Society, Seven Oaks, Derry. The death has occurred of Geraldine McLaughlin, née Sweeney, Clybourne Road, Knocknacara, Galway, formerly of Ballyliffin, County Donegal. Her remains will repose at her home in Galway on Sunday evening from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Removal from there on Monday morning to St John the Apostle Church, Knocknacara, arriving for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by private cremation. Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchtv.ie. Family Flowers Only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Galway Hospice. The death has taken place of PJ MacDade, Maharinall, Isle of Doe. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 2:15, going to St Mary's Church, Clonmany, for Requiem Mass at 3 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family Flowers Only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Beech Hill Manor, care of any family member, or Comiskey Funeral Directors. House private, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. And the death has taken place of Mary McCafferty, née Kilday, 304 Ballycommon Estate, Strabane, formerly of Newton Cunningham. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 9:15 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Marie Curie, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.